Hey, Andy, you hear that whistle?
Sure do, Amos. That whistle means Rinso White. Rinso bright, Rinso new.
That's right. It means that this Sunday we is on the air for 1950 Rinso with sodium.
The Amos and Andy Show with Ernestine Wade, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, Harry Lang, Jeff Alexander, his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorites... Amos and Andy, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of new 1950 Rinso with Solium, the soap that gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright,
Rinso new.
Happy little wash day
possible has happened. George Kingfish Stevens has decided to mend his ways and turn over a new leaf. Yes, it's a brand new Kingfish, and right now we find him driving along Lenox Avenue with his friend Andy, discussing his new approach to life.
Yeah, well, that's right, Andy. From now on, there ain't gonna be no more schemes and no more shaded deals in my life.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear that, Kingfish.
Yes, sir, all summer long, I've been providing my wife, Sapphire, with a steady income.
I'm proud of you.
Bringing home a check every week. Stop the car right around the corner here. I think the unemployment office is right around there.
I wonder if I can park between them two cars right there.
Oh, yeah, Andy, you can squeeze right in there. Yeah, go ahead.
There. Is that all right, Kingfish?
Yeah, but I think we ought to observe the little courtesies of the road, Andy. Pick up the man's friend and put in his back seat.
Yeah, I'll toss it in there on my way out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the unemployment office is practically empty. I hope there ain't no wave of prosperity around here, so they're going to cut out this stuff. Go right up to the window there, Andy. Go right up there.
Yeah. Excuse me, mister. My name is Andrew H. Brown.
Brown?
Yes.
Brown. Andrew H. Oh, here we are. I'll have to ask you the usual three questions. Have you worked during the past week?
No, sir.
Have you refused any office employment?
No, sir.
Have you been available for work?
Oh, yeah. I've been sleeping by the phone. I've been by the phone all the time.
All right, well, here's your check, Brown. Next.
George Kingfish Stevens. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir.
Just a moment, Stevens. I haven't asked you the questions yet.
Yeah, well, don't worry about me. I ain't worked. I ain't looking for no work. I ain't going to look for no work.
Mr. Stevens, I see here by your record that you've been collecting a check at this window for the past 26 weeks.
Yeah.
Your compensation period is terminated. You're not entitled to any more checks till you take a job and keep it for at least 6 months.
Now, wait a minute, sir. Our claims are foul. You can't do this to me. This is contrary to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the full freedom.
The poor freedom.
Yeah, freedom from war. I want my check. Freedom from fear. Fred, you ain't gonna give it to me. I got two of the four freedoms there. Give me the check. I'm batting 500%, y'all, like the Yankees.
I'm sorry, Stevens. Next.
Come on, Kingfish. We better get back to the lodge hall.
Yeah, okay. Hey, look who's coming down the street here. Here come Happy Willie. I ain't no mood to listen to that laughing hyena.
Well, if it ain't a Kingfish. Robbing the government again, huh?
Hey, now, look, Willie, I ain't in no mood for no frivolities here. The government just cut off my unemployment.
Cut off your unemployment?
Hey, listen, Willie, this is serious. I don't know what I'm going to do to get money.
Well, I'm starting to hear about your bad luck, Kingfish. Too bad your wife ain't as old as she looks. You can cash in on her Social Security. So long, boys.
He's quite a fella, ain't he, Kingfish?
Yeah, I wonder how he'd look without teeth,
anyhow. You certainly would see a mess of gums, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, wait a minute, though, Andy. You know that nanny goat says something that started me thinking here. Social Security. Hey, that's an angle there I ain't never thought of before.
Yeah, but Kingfish, to collect that Social Security, you got to prove that you was 65 years old.
Ender, I think I got an angle now how to prove that I'm 65 and get by with it.
Yeah, but look at you, Kingfish. You don't look like no 65.
And I got a feeling that within the next half hour, I'm going to do an awful lot of fast aging. That's what I'm going to do. Well, get on in the house here and put some talcum powder on my temples there and age myself up to 65. That's what it is.
Oh, it's you, George. I want to talk to you.
Well, I ain't across the street. What you trying to do, fracture my eardrum here?
George, now that your unemployment checks are stopped, what are you going to do about getting us some money?
Well, now, take it easy. I got an angle on something here.
Angle? Listen, George Stevens, why can't you go out and get a job like other men? I'll tell you why. Because you're a no-good loafer. And why don't you learn a trade? I'll tell you why. Because you're a stupid and ignorant, that's why.
This is a new type of argument you give me now. You was asking the questions and answering them at the same time. You're going to save a lot of time around here this morning.
George, I'm disgusted with you. I can't understand it. If you wasn't willing to support me, why did you marry me? How could you throw yourself at me the way you did?
It was easy. Your mama was behind me pushing, that's why.
Look here, George Stevens. If you think for 1 minute, we'll speak about this later. That's the door. I'll get it.
Yeah, well, I'm going on in the back room. I'm going to look for something in the trunk back there. Well, here's Papa's old trunk here. Lucky I sprung the lock off of this thing years ago. Well, let me get in here now and find the thing.
Ah, there you is, Kingfish. Sapphire told me you was in the back room.
Oh, Henry Van Poole, come on in, Henry. Just looking through my father's old trunk here.
Yes, I see. You got a lot of stuff in there. Old photographs of the family and all sorts of creepsakes.
Yeah.
What you looking for in particular?
Well, confidential, Andy, and under your hat, I'm going to apply for Social Security, and I'm going to use my father's birth certificate to prove that I am 65. See the angle there?
You're going to use your father's birth certificate?
Yeah, you see, his name was George Stevens, too.
Oh, yes. You two had the same monocle, huh?
Yeah. We never messed around with that junior-senior stuff. See, we never did use that.
Yeah.
Certainly a lot of junk in Papa's trunk here, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Here's a Jimmy. Justin. Blindfold, a crowbar. Father was sort of a carpenter, you know, always worked on houses.
I noticed it looked like he worked on them after they was built.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute, Henry. Here's what I'm looking for. Here's Papa's birth certificate. There it is right there. Look here. George Stevens, born 1884. Henry, this is just what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to get right over on Lenox Avenue to the Social Security office, and I got to get Andy to help me put this thing over.
Yes, well, I got to go, too. I want to drop by the hospital and see how the socially prominent Reginald DePeister is feeling.
Yeah, well, what happened to him?
Well, he and his dear wife had a piff last night, and she piffed him right out the second-story window.
Oh, she...
Mister, is this where you replies for the Social Security?
Yes, may I help you?
Well, you can't help me, but my friend here is applying for the stuff. Here he is right here, Decrepit Stevens.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Stevens?
Hello there, son. Hello.
Sit right down there, Decrepit.
You want to apply for Social Security?
Yes, that's right, sir. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, 65 years ago.
65? I can hardly believe it.
Oh, I was a genuine oxygenium, all right.
Well, you look so young.
Yeah, well, I might look young on the outside, but on the inside, I'm just a mass of squeaky joints and creaking old bones.
Yeah, he is really a noisy old man, all right.
Yeah. Well, excuse me for staring, Mr. Stevens, but I don't think I've ever seen anyone look so young at 65.
Yeah, well, I tell you how it happened, Mister. You see, as a boy, I was what was known as a backward child, and I just naturally growed up to be a backward man. That's how it was.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, really backward. Nature had been very slow with me. Matter of fact, I didn't get my first tooth till I was 12 years old.
That's right, mister. And take a look at his hair. That ain't even in yet.
Well, Mr. Stevens, I've been in this office for 5 years now, and I don't believe I've ever run into anyone quite like you.
Oh, yeah, so I was unusual, all right. All my folks was well-preserved. I come from a family of long livers, don't I, Mr. Brown?
Oh, sure. He got one uncle whose liver was 4 feet long.
You have to excuse my boy here. You know how these teenagers is. Pull up your bobby socks there, son. Now, getting back to my Social Security, if you'll just put the money in my shaking old hand here, well, I'll hobble right out of here on my can.
Well, Mr. Stevens, if you want to draw Social Security, you'll have to furnish us with a copy of your birth certificate.
Birth certificate? Well, now, I ought to have it on me here someplace. Let me see. Look through my pocket here. Yeah, here's my draft card from the Spanish-American War. Here's an autographed picture of Andrew Jackson he done give me. Oh, here, my birth certificate. Right here. Here it is, mother.
Yeah, that's his, all right. Ain't no doubt about that.
I see. George Stevens, born 1884. Well, that seems satisfactory. We'll just attach it to your application and send it along to our examiner. Just sign the application here, and you'll hear from us shortly.
All right, sir. I'll sign it right here. There you are, sir.
And here's some pamphlets explaining Social Security.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Come on, Andrew. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, so long, mister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Andrew, I really fooled a man. I tell you, the Social Security angle is the greatest thing that I ever thought of.
Yeah, you really fooled them, all right.
Social Security, oh, boy. With a certified government check arriving every week, it'll be just like having a private pipeline coming in direct from Fort Knox. So I love it.
New. It's an amazing fact. 1950 Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter, washable colors brighter than new. Rinso New. Even on rainy days, Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. No other soap can make your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt. Yes, gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. Get Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. Get Rinso today. See your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright,
Rinso new.
Happy little wash day song.
Well, Kingfish, what you doing with your feet up on the desk there?
Well, just sitting back in my office, Andy, waiting for the mailman to come and bring me my first Social Security check. Oh, nice fellas down at the Social Security office. Great organization down there. I love them.
Yeah, you couldn't get in no trouble with the law on account of this, could you, Kingfish?
Oh, don't be silly, Andy.
Say, what is all these papers and things here?
Oh, these are just some pamphlets the man gave me down at the Social Security office there. Explains how the thing works. I ain't read the thing yet.
Let me see here. Got some big words in here. What do P-E-N-I-T-E-N-T-I-A-R-Y spell?
Pituitary. You ain't had much education, is you, Andy?
Yeah, here's something to it. What do E-M-B-E-Z-Z-L-E spell?
E-M-B-E-Z-Z-L-E, that's imbecile. You can't deal with all kind of people down there, that's what it is.
This is very interesting, all right. Say, they sure is generous. Say, here they give you $5,000. And you gets it for 10 years, too.
$5,000. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what it say right here. F-I-N-E.
You know, I didn't know that they were so generous down at Social Security there, Andy. You see, they've been deducting from me all these years. Now they're going to deduct the stuff back to me. That's the way the thing works.
See here, say here, $5,000 and or 10 years.
And or, huh? Look at there. They got two conjunctions without no proposition between them, Dave. Oh, that government printing press is always messing up things. And or, now look at that, boy.
I notice here, though, that they don't send the money to you.
Oh, they don't?
No, say something about you going to the pituitary to get it.
Was me going to the pituitary?
Yeah, one by the name of Leavenworth.
Now, there's a coincidence. That's the same place that the prison is. I guess they like to keep all them government buildings together, don't they?
Hey, look here, Kingfish. Here's this word again. Penitentiary. That is the most dangerous-looking pituitary I done ever seen. Here's another word here. Say, if you are caught defrauding...
Hold it. What that word again? Say that. What's that word?
Defrauding.
That's a dirty word. If you ever read anything from the government where they done parlayed defrauding and Leavenworth in the same line, you is in trouble. I tell you that.
Yeah, well, here, take this thing.
Yeah, wait a minute, Andy. Look. Say, you're $5,000 fine and or 10 years in jail or both. Oh, me, I was in terrible trouble.
Oh, yeah, you was in a mess, Kingfish.
Yeah.
Oh, Shorty the Barber, come
well,
here.
Well, Talbot the Barber, hardest facility. I'm overwhelmed to see you can't... Hi, Talbot.
Hello there, Shorty.
Say, Kingfish, you look like you was worried about something. What's the matter?
Well, Shorty, tell you the truth, the Kingfish done defrauded the government on his Social Security.
Mm.
He turned in his father's birth certificate and told them it was his.
Mm.
Looked like they done found it out and they're coming after him.
Well, if the government is coming after him, there ain't but one thing to do, and that's what any respectable citizen of this country would do in a case of this kind.
Well, what is that?
Well, the thing to do is just face the music, turn yourself over to the authority, throw yourself on the mercy of the that you can get out of town.
Look here. I tell you what, help me clear out my desk here. I don't want to lose a second. I'm going to take Shorty's advice and run away, and I don't want to leave nothing here that's pawnable.
Where you figured on hiding, Kingfish?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about it, Andy. I figured I'd go to the Thousand Islands and let them guess which one I was on.
Yeah, that ought to confuse them a little.
Yeah. What you want, Lightning? What you want?
Well, I just want to tell you that Mr. Higgins was here to see you while you was out.
Higgins? I don't believe I know the name.
He said he's with the FBI.
The FBI? Holy mackerel. The Social Security done sick the FBI on me. They done got wise to the birth certificate already, ain't
they? Yeah, they sure is. Well, it ain't no use running away from the FBI, neither. They catches everybody.
Yeah.
They even catches the Northwest Mounted, you know that?
Andy, this is the worst mess I've ever been in. Them FBI fellas don't fool. They come after you with machine guns and everything.
Oh, yeah, you sure is in the spot, all right, Kingfish.
You're right, Andy. I gotta act quick. You know, they is liable to shoot me up so bad they'll have to wire me together for the funeral.
It's a proven fact. New 1950 Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter than new and washable colors brighter than new. Rinso New. No other soap can get your wash so white, so bright. Because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. Even on rainy days, even if you dry your clothes indoors, Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Your white clothes will actually turn out whiter than new, and gay washable colors brighter than the day you bought them. Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is so safe for clothes and so kind to your hands. On wash day, use new 1950 Rinso with amazing Solium, the scientific sunlight ingredient. Your dealer has it in the same familiar package. Get Rinso today.
Say, what is you going in this building here for, Kingfish?
Yeah, well, I tell you, Andy, some of the boys were telling me that there's a new fella in town that can fix anything. If you get in any kind of trouble, he's sort of a politician. He's a big ward boss.
Yeah, sounds like a good man to know, all right. What's his name?
Well, they call him 5% Calhoun.
Oh.
I'm thinking on getting him to get me out of this jam that I was in with the FBI. His office is right here, so I'll get on in and see you later, Andy.
Yeah, okay. Good luck to you, son.
Yeah, well, I'll get on in here and see if the man can help me. Pardon me, sir, but is you 5% Calhoun, the big politician?
Well, whether I is or whether I ain't depends on who you is or who you ain't.
I was George Stevens and Mr. Nice and C, and I in a little trouble, and I hear that you is the political boss that might be able to help me.
Might be able to help you? Boy, I is a powerful politician. Yeah. I can fix it up with you with almost anybody.
Almost anybody, huh?
Yeah, sit down, Stevens, and have a cigar.
Yeah. Well, the thing I need help on...
Hold it. I've got one rule around here. Before a voter opens his mouth, I like to see him open his pocketbook.
Well, I tell you, Mr. 5%, it just so happens that at the moment, I'm a little short of cash.
Is you broke?
Yeah, I'm broke.
Flat.
Flat.
Well, now's as good a time as any to say goodbye. Just drop the cigar back in the box there, buddy.
Just a minute, Mr. 5%. Doggone, look here. I just happened to find a $5 bill wedged right down in my pocket here.
Well, unwedge the thing. Let's get down to business here.
Here's the $5.
All right, now, who is you in trouble with? And I'll flip it up for you just like that. Just say the word.
I was in trouble with the FBI.
That is the wrong word.
But wait a minute, Charlie. You told me that you could fix me up with almost anybody.
Well, that is the almost of the anybody that I was talking about that I can't do nothing with.
You mean that you is a fed of the FBI?
Brother, my next trip to the FBI will be next year. Last year.
You mean that that you've been down there already?
Yeah, and they put that lie detector on me.
They did, huh?
Yeah, the needle drawed a straight line across the paper. It didn't jump at all.
Well, if it drawed a straight line, that was good, wasn't it?
That was bad. The machine showed I was telling one long lie.
This whole thing come as a surprise to me. I understood a few years ago that you was close to a man at the FBI.
I was handcuffed to him.
Well, let me get this straight. You mean that you won't go down to the FBI and fix it up for me?
What's the matter with you? Don't you understand nothing? I've been explaining this thing as ignorant as I can.
Listen, I can see that you ain't going to do me no good, but listen, 5%. If you've been arrested and in trouble with the law and all that stuff, how come you got to be such a big politician?
Well, we all got to get a start somehow.
I hear somebody in the hall. I wonder if that's George now. Is that you, George?
No, Sapphire. This here's Amos.
Oh, say, Amos, did you do anything about that little matter I asked you about the other day?
Yeah, Sapphire. That's why I come up here to tell you. I found a good business school for the kingfish to go to where he can learn a trade.
Oh, that's wonderful, Amos. What's the name of the school you found for him?
It's called the Farnsworth Business Institute.
Farnsworth Business Institute?
Yeah, Farnsworth Business Institute. They call it the FBI. The head of the place, Mr. Higgins, tried to see the kingfish once a day, but it wasn't in. He said he's going back and try him again.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know the kingfish is going to be glad to see Mr. Higgins, because this is... Well, that's the story, and I went to see 5% Calhoun. He couldn't do nothing for me.
Yeah, well, what you going to do about the thing, Casey?
Nothing I can do, and I'm just going to sit around here and wait to be arrested, that's all. Now I know how Marie Antoinette felt when she was waiting for him to chop off a guillotine.
Yeah, well, they got the goods on you, all right.
Well, Andy, this is it, brother. Come in. Yes, sir.
Now, my name is Higgins. I'm from the FBI.
Sir, you don't need to say no more. I've been expecting you. I was ready to start whenever you is.
Fine. Shall we put you down for the fall term?
The fall term?
Yes, and how long would you be interested in being with us? 18 months or the full 4 years?
You mean you get your choice there?
Certainly.
You know, Kingfish, they sure has improved the system, ain't they?
I'll say it is.
I might say, Mr. Stevens, that we've already looked up your references, and I'm happy to say that you qualify for our institution.
Qualify?
Yes. After all, we can't afford to have any undesirables.
Oh, we don't want to give the place a bad name, I know.
Now, just one more thing. As far as our facilities are concerned, if you wish, you can be in our co-ed building.
Co-ed? You mean they put the men in the same building with the women?
Yes, we feel that you learn a lot more that way.
Oh, I'll go along with you.
Men in the same building with the women. Say, mister, I done committed a small crime once myself. I wonder if you'd mind arresting me.
Arrest you?
Yeah, you say you're from the FBI, ain't it?
Yes, the Farnsworth Business Institute. You were expecting me, weren't you?
Business? You mean you ain't from the... Mother, you sure got a lot of nerve coming around here scaring people like this. I ain't interested in no business institute.
Well, if that's how you feel, very well. Good day.
Good day.
That was really a close call, Kingfish.
Look, Andy, my nerves just won't stand this kind of stuff no more. I'm going down to the Social Security office right away. You see, they think that I is my father. So I can't tell them that that was my father's certificate I give them, because that'd get me in trouble. Yeah. But I can cancel my application and tell them to forget the whole thing about Social Security.
Yeah, Kingfish, because you was getting in too deep with this thing, you know it.
I sure is. Right now, I feels like I got one foot in jail.
And the other in the pituitary. Yeah.
So things didn't work out too good for you with your little Social Security scheme, hey, Kingfish?
No, Henry, the thing done revolved on me, and, well, I had to drop the whole thing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but...
Excuse me, Henry, the door here, I'll get it. Yes, sir.
My name is Thompson. I'm from the FBI.
Well, now, look, I told that other fellow that you sent that I ain't interested, and on top of that, that's funny, the other fella didn't have no gold badge like the one you got on. Excuse me there. Let me read what it say on your badge there, will you, mister? Federal Bureau. Yeah.
I want to have a talk with you.
Oh, now look, mister, wait a minute. Now, just a minute before you start talking. You is too late, mister. I has done already give up my Social Security claim, and you can't get me on that.
That's not what we're interested in, Stevens. While going over our record, we came across your birth certificate issued in 1884.
Yeah, that's mine, all right.
Well, you have a little business to finish up in Georgia. According to our record, 20 years ago, George Stevens went over the wall at the Atlanta Penitentiary.
I know. First one's over anyway. I say, Andy, you know more women use Rinso than any other white state soap in the world.
Yeah, women sure know what's best.
That's right. And remember, ladies, in all the world, no other soap contains Soleum, the scientific sunlight ingredient. Rinso with Soleum gives you washes that are whiter, brighter than new. Rinso new. Get the economical giant size today.
And ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for our good friend Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately. They have a very fine show, and they'll follow immediately over most of these stations. Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Soleum, will again present the Amos and Andy Show.
Lifebuoy Get Skin Cleaner gives you longer all-over protection after your daily bath. Remember, there's not just one or two, but 13 areas of the skin where doctors have found B.O. Lifebuoy protects you all over, gives you top 24-hour security. Get Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.